This is the will of God, your holiness, that you refrain from immorality. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The whole of St. Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, his first letter to the Thessalonians there, he's talking about the acquisition of virtue, getting virtue, living a virtuous life, making sure that you live in accordance with the way in which God created you and made you. He's continually calling his sons and daughters back to that way of life. And it is very good that in this movement that the church pairs these two readings together. Because what is it talking about? If you ever wonder what the will of God for you is, like we spoke to you before many, many times, this is the will of God, your holiness, that you might become holy. That's God's will for you, to pursue that way toward holiness. Each of us is called to be saints. Now, don't get on Joanne for this or anything like that. So many people make this mistake when they do this reading. Anytime you hear that word, if it's saying to avoid something, it's not going to tell you to avoid immortality. We want to tend toward immortality, which means deathlessness, which means the life that lasts forever. It's always going to be talking about immorality, which is that which is against morality. And so it's a good thing. It's a good thing to point that out, that we don't want to avoid immortality. In fact, the whole of our being tends toward immortality. We want to be immortal. We want to be like Adam and Eve were created to be. God wants us to become holy. And so this is a good movement for our souls. He opposes here these two stories of avoid holiness. That's where we're supposed to go, tend toward immortality, away from immorality, and also the wise and foolish virgins. What do we see there? The wise virgins had oil and the foolish virgins had not oil. The wise virgins stayed awake. They weren't caught off guard, and the foolish virgins were. What the scripture scholars tell us is that this oil that's there, what he's referring to is virtue, is a life that's lived out of virtue. The whole of our life is to gain that precious oil which cannot be purchased last minute. In fact, virtue is something that's only built up over the course of a lifetime. It's a habit that's built up day after day of self-sacrificing ourselves. And so to gain that sort of holiness. But St. Paul opposes that to what? He says the chief thing, the will of God is holiness. That's why you need to avoid immorality, especially what kind? Sexual immorality. Why? I mean, our Blessed Mother, when she came and visited the three shepherd children there at Fatima, she said constantly, she said, you got to pray, you got to avoid immorality, you got to live life. There's tons. What does she speak out? The only sins that she really speaks out against are what? The sexual sins, right? She talks about there are many styles of clothing that are going to become popular and are popular now that are greatly displeasing to God, greatly displeasing to my son Jesus. Avoid those things. She says there are many souls that are falling into hell. Why? Because nobody offers penance for them. There's nobody who prays for them. She says souls are most falling into hell because of sins against the sixth and ninth commandment. Those are the sins of lust. Not because they're the worst, because they certainly are not. They're far worse sins than those. But they're easiest to fall into for we who are addicted to pleasures. And so that's why St. Paul recognizes this. Even in the first century, he says, you got to avoid that lustful passion. You got to make sure that you don't take advantage of or exploit a sister or a brother by leading them into a sin this way, because the Lord is an avenger in all these things. It's important for us to look at that, especially as we celebrate the original feast day of St. Rose of Lima. That's today. The original day is today. What did she do? A great saint who did everything, wanting herself to be this chaste virgin who was ready, and so that she could avoid what St. Paul says here, not taking advantage of anybody or exploiting a brother or sister in this matter, because she knew that the Lord is an avenger in all these things. What did she do? Though most likely the most beautiful person in the whole town of Lima, she peppered her own skin. She threw literal pepper and rubbed it into her skin so that it would become full of boils, that it would scar up, and that this beauty which the Lord had given her might be shielded from those who were lusting after her. She could feel those lustful eyes. Maybe you felt those lustful eyes coming against you in your life. I know that I have in my life, and it's really weird for a guy to experience that. She was so full of the love of God that she wanted not to destroy her beauty, but to shield it so that it wouldn't lead others into sin. Today, as we go through a Friday where we meditate on the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, today when we fast from all carnal pleasures, especially even eating carne, meat, let us ask our Lord for a new sense of that virtue of holiness, a new virtue of chastity and purity in our lives, and offer some particular sacrifice for those this day who is, on a Friday night, a day, sadly, when more of our young people fall into this sin than any other day of the week. St. Rose of Lima, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.